This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition. Taking a look at the clock right now, it's 6:38 p.m. This next story talks about a UNICEF report, and this survey was commissioned, and it was titled Children Without, a Study of Urban Child Poverty and Deprivation in Low-Cost Flats in Kuala Lumpur. And it's published sometime last month, and basically it was trying to state that children living in low-cost flats are deprived in terms of nutrition, education, safety, and healthy living conditions. And the backdrop of that was that the education minister actually downplayed those findings by UNICEF, saying that the government indeed provided supplementary food programs in schools in rural and urban areas. But other folks are coming out now to say that maybe Putrajaya is turning a blind eye to this particular issue.
Yep, so DM Analytics Managing Director and Chief Economist Mohammed Abdul Khalid saying that Putrajaya needs to acknowledge the problem if it's to be resolved, right? And I think just using as a barometer for where the issue is on the radar, he used the Transformation National Program, the TN50 programs. He took them to task for not addressing the issue of poverty among urban kids. He said that on that canvas, not even a word was said. There was no mention of it in the TN50 report.
Yeah, and with the focus of children with stunted growth, it found that Kelantan to have the highest number of children under five with stunted growth at 34%. You have Terengganu and Pahang 26% each, Putrajaya, Perak, Sabah, and Labuan 24% each.
Yep. So I think like with most issues, it is very much a fight for the eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
And whether or not high profile platforms, for example, like TN50, or political platforms for that matter, whether or not they're championing these issues. Be it political or social platforms for that matter. And it feels almost like it's a catch-22, right? If it's a sexy issue, you know that political parties generally jump on that.
Right.
And, you see a lot of traction. But if it's not, it's not really a populist issue to latch onto.
Yeah, and I think sometimes when these reports come out, from organizations like UNICEF, a very reputable institution when it comes to these types of issues, it gives our government a moment to sort of take a step back and look at how seriously have they addressed it with the relevant NGOs and the stakeholders as to how serious the problem is. And it seems now that at least with more academics coming out to say, yes, maybe a second look at this issue is required. We're going to hear from Marianne Clark Hatting, a representative from UNICEF Malaysia. She's going to be commenting on this story very shortly after this. Here's some music by Green Day, Hitch and Ride, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
We're going to take to the phone lines right now. Victor is on the line. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening, Caroline and Ezra.
Hi, Victor. What's up?
Are you sure there isn't some fake news somewhere about the urban poor, about the what UNICEF report?
I can't say that I'm sure or unsure for that matter. What makes you say that?
No, I don't know. Actually, if they say there are certain percent, they say they are saying that there are 25% urban poor, could it be fake news? Because it's just 22%.
Oh, I see. Right. So, okay. So your definition, you're just, I suppose, debating the definition of fake news in this context.
Oh,
right,
right. Right.
Well, whatever it is, Victor, you want to be very careful.
Yes, yeah. And we're going to take a further look at this story. Thank you for calling in, Victor, for regards to that, because we're taking a look at the story about the survey that uncovered a high number of malnourished children in low-cost housing projects. We have on the line Marianne Clark Hatting from UNICEF Malaysia. Marianne, thank you for being with us on the program. And taking a look at this UNICEF study, it found a high number of malnourished children in low-cost flats in KL, and it gained quite a bit of traction in the media. But what have been some responses so far from the Malaysian government on this issue?
Well, one, I'd say that the Ministry of Health is aware of this issue. It's not just in the low-cost housing, but stunting is high across Malaysia, as the report showed. And those were statistics from the health and morbidity study from the Ministry of Health. So, it's not just data that was revealed by this study. It's data that is known. What this study shone a light on the extent of it within the low-cost housing and amongst urban poor communities. So the Ministry of Health is leading within the ASEAN Health Cooperation Cluster on establishing the framework for fiscal measures for sugar-sweetened beverages. So I think it also realizes that soft policy approaches are seen as less effective in combating obesity and diet-related non-communicable diseases. So yeah, that's why it's looking at sugar beverages tax. But then there are other policies that it's promoting, such as exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months, complementary feeding, and alternative care as well. And these are also areas where UNICEF and WHO is working closely with the ministry on tackling malnutrition. But it's not just, I would say, the government responsibility. It's also, I would say, the private sector has a role to play to make sure that nutritious food is more accessible in terms of pricing and availability for low-income communities and families. And then, you know, raising awareness amongst population of what constitutes healthy food and non-healthy food, because not all healthy food is necessarily expensive, but obviously the junk food that is more accessible.
Right. So from what you've shared with us, it seems that the government is doing something to tackle malnutrition amongst Malaysian children. Do you think these are good measures, or does more need to be done?
It's a good first start. I mean, I think there has been not enough said to come forward and say, yes, this is an issue. I think that would be a good statement first, to say this is an issue and this is how we're addressing it, because they are addressing it, but I don't think they've been vocal enough in saying how to the public. There's also Ministry for Health and Education working on guidelines for the food that is sold in canteens at school and around the school perimeter. So there are initiatives that are taking place. Maybe they're just not well known enough or communicated enough to the public, and that needs to be done.
Right. And so, Marianne, earlier you mentioned that it's not just the responsibility of the government to fight malnutrition. Of course, the private sector also needs to play a role. And how has that played out so far?
I'd say that some companies are taking the, you know, offering parental leave and flexible working arrangements, which help parents to take care of their young children. When you look at the data in the report, you see that stunting starts after the child stops exclusive breastfeeding. So the nutrition at an early age is important, and for that, parents need to be present. Mothers need to be able to breastfeed for at least 6 months. And whilst in the government's last budget, GLCs were encouraged to offer 6 months maternity leave. This was just optional for the rest of the private sector. I think they need to step up and make this mandatory for all industries, and that more offer these flexible working arrangements so that both mothers and parents have time to take proper care of their young children and ensure that they get adequate nutrition.
Right. And where will UNICEF be taking this issue as the next step?
We'll continue working with the Ministry of Health in promoting exclusive breastfeeding, in providing additional data, and taking it also to the states to see how we can work at state level and support initiatives that are ongoing there. And for us, I mean, the double burden of malnutrition, you're focusing on stunting. There is also wasting, but obesity is also a key issue. So it also requires us raising awareness and working with Ministry of Education as well in terms of what is served up in schools.
Marianne, thank you very much for taking time to speak to us. That was Marianne Clark-Hatting from UNICEF Malaysia with developments on the issue regarding stunted growth among kids in the country.
Right, so you can call us on 03-77-109-1000 to talk about whether or not you think healthy food is actually accessible. Do you find that it is? Are you actually conscious of looking specifically for healthy food? Say, for example, when you're at the supermarket or shopping for your family, for yourself, give us a call and tell us.
03-77-109-1000. Here's some music by the supergroup Travelling Wilburys. Handle with care. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.